This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Addressing the inaugural session of the 21st African Asian Rural Development Organization Conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said the foundation of sustainable development can be laid with the help of the rural sector. He said placing Global South on the global stage was Prime Minister Narendra Modi's far-sighted vision. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long tour of Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, Maharashtra today. During the visit, the Vice President will preside over at the 65th convocation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar Marathwada University as a chief guest and will inaugurate the Constitution Awareness Year and Amrit Mahotsav at Saraswati Bhuvan College. The Vice President will also lay the foundation stone for four new buildings under the Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan at the university. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. He held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santokba Dholakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat, at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, Mr. Shah highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the tribal community their rightful recognition after independence. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is visiting Pune today. He will chair the 27th meeting of the Western Zonal Council of the Ministry of Home Affairs. During this visit, Amit Shah will also attend the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee Year of Janata Sahakari Bank. Mr. Shah will distribute acceptance letters to the beneficiaries of the second phase of Pradhan Mantri Grameen Awas Yojana in Pune district. The first installment of the scheme will also be distributed to 10 lakh beneficiaries in the state at the same time. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. The main attractions of the Krishi Vigyan Mela is live demonstrations of the new varieties and technologies developed by Indian Agricultural Research Institute. In view of the devotee rush during the ongoing Mahakumbh, the UP Board has postponed the February 24th high school and intermediate exams for candidates in Prayagraj, according to a notice issued by Uttar Pradesh Government Secondary Education Section Joint Secretary Ashok Kumar. The exams will now be held on March the 9th. In the remaining districts, the high school and intermediate examinations will be conducted as per the previously scheduled program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has imposed a monetary penalty of 39 lakh rupees on Citibank for non-compliance with certain directions related to large exposures framework and furnishing of credit information to credit information companies. The Apex Bank yesterday also imposed a monetary penalty of 6,20,000 rupees on Asirvad Microfinance Limited as it failed to report the household income of certain borrowers to credit information companies. And in table tennis, India's Akash Pal and Poimanthri Baisya secured the runner-up position at the WTT Feeder Cappadocia 2025 after falling short in the mixed doubles final. And that is the end of the news bulletin.